But I actually do genuinely wonder from you guys what's played out so far.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you would describe as a good thing or good problem? Like, is this actually a good situation?
No.
Grady is painting it as the best possible scenario.
But he's a Jets fan. What would he know about good situations?
Okay, but is it good or bad what's happening right now?
I guess it's...
You're having a hard time with this.
Well, here's just
you would have needed time on set. You would have needed him to give you
pause. No, I would. No, I wouldn't. No, absolutely not. Because when you're on TV, you got to have something right then and there. I can't answer your first question: is it good or bad? But I can say this: it's not as good as it would be if Justin Fields had come out there and the offense had looked like a well-oiled machine. It looked like, and I will go back to what I said Monday after the game. It looked like a lot of the starts Kenny Pickett had made for this team, with a couple notable differences. Fields is an infinitely better runner than Pickett ever was, and has a much more talented arm. And so you saw that manifest on the play at the end of the first half, a rifle shot throw, an OPI play that otherwise would have been a perfect ball down the sideline, and then you saw it manifest when the play broke down a little bit or when it was a little uncertain. Here's Justin Fields, instead of trying to get 4 yards and then run out of bounds, here's Fields turning a ball upfield, diving forward for 3 extra yards, and being a weapon in that way. He didn't give you the kind of game, I'll use this as an example, Pony. When he came here with Chicago a couple years ago, and what was the final, 29-28, I think?
Missed field goal at the end, Cassius Marsh got flagged for a dance,
all that stuff.
Good stuff.
He looked awesome in that game.
He did.
If that guy had shown up in Atlanta, and they had even tailored a game plan that was going to allow that guy to show up, because they basically said middle of the field, off limits, pal. Maybe I would come closer to agreeing with Mike Greenberg that this is a best case scenario, but it's not right now. It feels like they are very much in limbo here, purgatory.
So you can't say good
They're
or
not
bad?
Here.
It's just fair, it's just okay?
If you're in quarterback hell, quarterback heaven, or quarterback purgatory, quarterback hell is the Giants with Danny Dimes. Quarterback hell is the Panthers with Bryce Young. Quarterback heaven is Mahomes or something like that. They are
CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud, thank you. Josh Allen, even. I know they haven't won a Super Bowl or anything except a Mulsey honorary Super Bowl. They are in where a lot of teams are, which is some version of quarterback purgatory. So, no, I could not possibly say this is a best case scenario for them. No way.
I think it's more bad than good. And I say that as someone that over the last few days here has tried to stick up for the way Fields played and have tried to give him more credit than what the numbers suggest. And the number one thing people are going to look at is, okay, they didn't score any touchdowns. I thought he played a very good game, all things considered. The reason why I'm saying this is a bad situation is because one of the lottery tickets that you signed in the offseason isn't healthy enough to play right now. And so, yeah, we learned more about Justin Fields on Sunday, and I would say more positive than negatives with him, and a little bit more reason to think that he could transform his career or do a 180 with the Steelers. A little bit more reason to think that. Not enough to say they found their guy or anything nuts like that. But when you have two guys who have major questions about them, but in Fields' case has the potential, and in Wilson's case has the resume, you think, all right,
hopefully one out of two.
We flip a coin twice. Maybe it...
We need it to come up heads one time.
Yes.
You've got more... You have more tickets for the lottery.
So the fact that we're already dealing with a man in his mid-30s who had an injury in camp that was described as, this is precautionary, it's not a big deal, don't worry about it.
Don't want it to get into something
and
worse.
Now he's on the verge of missing the game that the dude has thought about for an entire year. Sorry, Mike, I don't understand. I can't go there. Best possible scenario, sometimes you say things and you catch yourself afterwards, man, that was really dumb. I can't believe I said that. That was a stretch. I didn't even deliberately try to offer up a hot take. It just rolled out of my mouth, and now that I'm reading it back or looking back at it, that was not an intelligent thing to say, and that's how I would look at this. One guy is already in this weird state where he doesn't have an injury that puts him on the IR and ends his season, but we have pretty good insiders around the team who are saying things like, oh man, this could be something that troubles Wilson all year and haunts him all year. That ain't good, Chris.
Well, what also isn't good about it is that's not good because it's, as you said, one of your tickets is now, you're like partially ripping it up, one of your two lottery tickets. The really ugly part of this for me, and people can say all they want, and to a degree it has to be true. You're trying to win football games. Teams deal with distractions all the time. Unhappy players play on good teams all the time. Like, I've seen A.J. Brown for good Eagles teams get pissed off at least in a game. Pickens for a team that ended up in the playoffs last year was ticked off, right? The problem with the Wilson injury is not just that it is happening. It's that he clearly doesn't think it's enough to keep him sidelined on ice. The player himself wanted to play. The player himself, who is known for having a vast network around him of people to get his side of any story out there. It's one of the reasons a lot of former players don't really care for him, it seems.
Yeah.
The player has already tried to get his side of the story out there loudly.
You were someone who you've said multiple times over the course of the last few months that you think you thought Russell Wilson was going to have a good season with the Steelers. Correct?
Mm-hmm. I'm not. Yes. I thought he was the better choice, and I thought he was going to be good enough. I'll very clearly state it. I said I thought he would be good enough all year to hold off Justin Fields.
And so I'm not doing this to try to make you offer up a mea culpa or say I'm an idiot or I'm wrong about anything.
You know I'm willing to do that at all times.
Sure. But I'm guessing right now you do not feel the same way about or as confident that Wilson is going to recover from this and put up impressive numbers.
No, I don't. But I feel like I don't have to apologize because I did assume the full health of Justin or of Russ Wilson when I said all that.
Right. So then it cannot be a good scenario.
Well, that's why that's why I said purgatory.
Yeah.
When you get brought up in the Catholic school system, they tell you purgatory is basically like hell, but you actually know you're getting out of there someday.
Donnie, does this feel like a good possible scenario? I understand what's best for the Steelers is Justin Fields becomes their starting quarterback, runs with it, and they have their problems solved, their riddles solved for a very long time. But do you feel like we are tracking in that direction after Sunday's game, where it makes up for the injury to Russell Wilson that might be an issue the entire season?
I mean, if it's just an injury to Russell Wilson and it's just a one-season thing and they could potentially have their answer for the next decade, that's an easy trade-off, a very easy trade-off. If you find a potentially franchise quarterback all because one guy you signed who you thought would be your starter got hurt, so
it's like
be
Maddox
it.
Getting hurt in Roethlisberger's rookie year. That becomes a footnote to the Roethlisberger story.
Or it's like Trey Lance
story.
Sucking and Brock Purdy being found money.
It becomes a footnote.
So is that your way of saying you think that we're getting closer to that? Like you do have that confidence now, or you're starting to believe in Fields that way?
I have it a little bit more now, not necessarily because of the player. I mean, I think he's definitely a dynamic player, but it's a lot of untapped potential still. We know about the mobility being a huge X factor and game changer. He just has to become more all around a good player. But the fact that we're seeing him this early, due to injury or not, allows everybody to see and hope that we can get closer to that final goal.
So you don't think that this is a big, like you don't think this is a bad situation then, or do you?
No, I don't think it is.
Am I right to say that overall then, because you said yesterday that you felt like there was no quarterback controversy because it's Fields' job. Am I right to then infer that you actually are pretty confident we're going to start seeing even better performances from Fields? Like you are believing in the player more than you did maybe before Sunday's game?
I guess it was because it was the first time we could really see a player in a real game. It wasn't just the
preseason.
You
had to see him in stadium, just like Mike Tomlin.
Yes, you had to see him in that stadium-like environment. Hostile environment.
I often chide you for this when Pony's out, especially about how optimistic you are, but I think this is the optimism showing through. You saw a ball that should have been a 36-yard gain get overturned by a BS penalty, and then you saw him make a throw that how many Steelers quarterbacks have made since like Ben's heyday? Very few.
Zero.
Very few. Rudolph threw some nice balls. He didn't throw a 50-yarder or whatever it was on a line.
So that if you had to power rank every quarterback in the league, and once you got past like the first 20 or 25 guys and started to get into the area where you would consider Steelers quarterbacks, you would rank Justin Fields ahead of Russell Wilson?
At this current moment, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, even I would have to do that because Russ is not healthy.
Well, let me give you a hypothetical, which Tomlin hates. They're both healthy. Who do you rank ahead of the other?
I still think Russ is better.
Donnie?
I would say Russ, but again, with this being the the possibility that, hey, we could find our guy to carry us into the future, there is really no future with Russell Wilson.
I don't agree with that entirely.
If he were to come back and play awesome, they would say, and he looked fully healthy, I don't agree with it either.
A lot of our listeners and callers and other hosts, I'm not just trying to cast aspersions on Donnie for this or try to call him out, but that seems to be something that gets thrown around a lot. And I think he's still young enough that if he had the same exact year as last year in Denver, 26 touchdowns and the Steelers win 10 games,
years.
I think he's their quarterback again next year.
Because other than the injury, which you'd then brush aside, you'd say he's not really a guy. He is not as young as he used to be as far as mobility, but he keeps himself in really good shape. I don't think the door is closed on him, but I think I'm going to be vindicated in the end about all of this. Because I think my base level take is correct. He is much more hurt and much further from 100% than he or anyone else is letting
on. That's why Greeny's wrong. This is not the best possible scenario, because if I'm like going stock up, stock down on both quarterbacks, the stock is incrementally up for me on Fields, but the stock is way, way down for me on Wilson. Because like you, is he ever going to be healthy enough this season to really show us what he's capable of?
It might not be till their bye week. That's how these calf injuries end up going, Pony, and it's not his first one. It's a re-aggravation.
Yep. Yeah, look at the Christian McCaffrey thing now. What are they saying about him? That Shanahan's saying it's something that they're going to have to basically monitor the entire season?
Burrow didn't come back from his really healthy until how many weeks into the season?
No, Burrow looked bad for about the first month of the season last
almost
year.
Almost 6 weeks even.
Yep.
So I'm sorry. Like, even if Russ is going to get healthier quicker because he wouldn't be playing like Burrow was, you don't know how long this will take.
All right, so let's get our listeners' thoughts on this situation.